Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, holistic nutritionist and trainer. In this podcast, we tackle the all or nothing mindset by providing an imperfect approach to your health and wellness. We empower you to embrace imperfection so you can become your most highest version of self. So fuck perfection and join us on this episode. Hello and welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, and today I'm doing a solo episode all by myself. I mean, I do them all by myself all the time, but this one's a little bit different because I am in Arizona. I'm visiting one of my friends who I met through bodybuilding, and it is so beautiful here. It's way better than in Toronto. The reason why this episode's a little bit different is because I actually don't have my whole podcast set up. I'm just here on my phone recording for you guys, and I wanted to talk about change. So I was listening to another podcast with Tony Robbins. You guys probably all know who Tony Robbins is, and he was talking about like the, is it 4 steps or 5 steps of change? I'm not really sure. But it kind of just reminds me of what people do when it comes to their habits and behaviors, their bad habits and behaviors. So he was saying the first step of change is being satiated. So completely satiating yourself of whatever it is that you do, this behavior, this habit that you do. So I get that, especially when it comes to drinking, vaping, even all the way down to chewing gum, like, at least for me, at least. And, you know, you have to, in order for yourself to change, you need to completely satiate yourself with this habit and behavior. And you're not going to really change at this point. But yeah, you just kind of give yourself this thing, whatever it may be. Maybe you struggle with food, maybe you struggle with addictions, maybe you struggle with your mindset, whatever it may be, right? And so you basically satiate yourself. So let's say it's like, you know, negative thoughts. You're satiating yourself with these negative thoughts, right? And you're not changing them, but you're satiating yourself. So I thought that was really interesting. And then like the next step is realizing that this thing that you're doing is no longer serving you. And you're not going to change just yet, but you're noticing that it's making you maybe not feel so great. So when I think about drinking, you know, I'm like, I'm no longer feeling good while I'm drinking. I'm actually feeling worse and I need more and more. I'm satiating myself and it's not feeling better. I'm not feeling that same thing, right? And I think a lot of us do this when it comes to our food or our bad habits, maybe watching TV, whatever it may be. You know, that thing where we're like, this doesn't feel good anymore, right? Like, it doesn't feel good to eat out every single week. It doesn't feel good just to sit and watch TV instead of working out. You know, all of these habits that we might do, or scrolling on our phone. Oh my gosh, scrolling on your phone is like the new habit. Not the new habit, it's been a habit for a while, but I mean, like, I feel like it's progressively gotten worse. I even find myself scrolling, totally on a tangent, but that's okay. So yeah, that second thing is like noticing this thing that you're satiating yourself with is no longer serving you, but yet not ready to exactly change. And then all of a sudden, you know, this next kind of step is like you recognizing that, like, hey, this wasn't working in the past. It's not working now, and I can't see it working in the future for me either. So it's just like, think about these bad habits, these bad behaviors when it comes to your fitness and your lifestyle and you being able to lose weight or build muscle, whatever it may be. You know, what you're doing right now is not working, and it wasn't working in the past. It's not working now, and it doesn't seem like it's going to work in the future, right? And then there is this opening spot for change. This is like the step 4, maybe? I don't know. Was it 5 steps or 4 steps? I don't remember. That doesn't matter. Anyways, there's this opening, right? And we see this opening for this change to happen. And a lot of us will see this opening, and maybe this is, maybe you talk to a coach, right? Maybe you're talking to me in the DMs, right? No, I'm just kidding. Not really. You should DM me and we should talk about your fitness goals. But maybe you see this opening where you have this moment to change. Maybe you, you know, did some budgeting and you're like, okay, I have some money to get a coach, right? So there's this opening. And if you don't jump through the opening and you don't take that risk and, you don't do that, then you're going to start over from square one of satiating yourself again. So going into these bad habits, you know, scrolling on your phone, watching Netflix, eating out constantly, drinking, vaping, whatever it may be, your bad habits, I don't know. Those are just some of the ones off the top of my head. Even like porn addiction or something, right? Like, you know, whatever that bad habit is, like you start satiating again, and then you go through this whole cycle, right? Until you get to that opening. And a lot of us don't jump, right? We're like, oh, I'm going to wait till later. I'm going to wait till later to get on my fitness goals. This is not the right time. But you see this opening, right? You're talking, you know, you're talking about it. You see it, you know, you budgeted it properly. This is the opportunity. Maybe you're, you know, thinking about, you know, going and starting something new, joining a gym, joining with a personal trainer, a new program, whatever it may be. You see this opening. And if you don't jump through, you're going to start from square one. And I feel like this is so true, especially when it comes to behaviors and habits. Like, if we do not jump through, we just go back. We go back to the old way. And guess why we do that? Because it's comfortable. It's familiar. You know what to expect. And when you jump through that opening of, you know, starting on your fitness journey or whatever it may be, it's freaking scary. It's unknown. It's fearful, right? Like, you're scared. You don't want to fail. You don't want it to be another time that you fail in your fitness journey, whatever it may be. You know, oh, I tried in the past, you know. I tried a crash diet in the past and it didn't work for me and I just ended up gaining more weight. Well, yeah. Because you're doing the same shit over and over again, right? And, you know, a lot of us will see this opening and we just don't go through it. You know, we're thinking about it, we're contemplating it, we recognize that's not working for us right now, what we're doing, and we see this opening and then we just go back to square one, right? So sometimes you just need to be pushed through. Sometimes you need someone to pull you through this opening and be like, hey, this is fucking scary. This is so scary. This is going to suck. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be so worth it in the end. And then guess what? You know, that satiating process starts happening with good things, right? You know, you start going to the gym. You start eating better. You start tracking your food. Start satiating yourself with these good habits. You know, not every behavior and habit that we have to have has to be bad, right? I think sometimes we talk about that. We always think of bad things, but it doesn't always have to be bad. You just need to be pushed through that opening sometimes, or get someone to pull you through and take that chance. Take that chance to make that change, right? And honestly, like, no one's going to do it for you. Sometimes you need to be pushed through a little bit. Sometimes you need to have that helping hand, and that's okay. You know, that's where someone like me, like a coach, comes in, or like this exciting new program or new gym or whatever it may be. Or maybe listening to this podcast for the first time. But yeah, so that was about change. I wanted to jump on here and just give you a short little episode while I'm in Arizona, because I really wanted to do this in like the first 2 days. This is totally off topic, but the first 2 days of being in Arizona, the first day, we didn't get in until like 1 p.m. It was crazy. So that was like 1 a.m., not 1 p.m., 1 a.m., so that's like 4 a.m. my time. We were so exhausted, and then the whole day was just like catching up in sleep, and now today we finally are like doing things and having fun. We went to the Butterfly Wonderland, so cute, with Caleb, totally awesome. But yeah, I wanted to jump on and just give you guys some value, because I love you, and I hope you enjoy this. I hope if you found this valuable, please share with someone else, and I can't wait for me to, you know, really just be able to explore more of these things with you guys. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is @astepabovetherest. Make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.